Our theme for this Lent has been, how then shall we live? And we're reflecting on what does it mean to be a citizen of the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God and a citizen of our own nation at this point in time? And how do we live in that tension between being as a citizen of both? For this season, we've asked, for the next three Sundays, we've asked folks who are out living in the world, living their faith in the world, why do they do what they do? What does it look like for them to live out their faith in the world? So we've got folks who are working with three different nonprofits. We'll have in 3 weeks from now, we'll have chaplains on the harbor coming. 2 weeks from now, we'll have a representative from Scarlet Road, which is an organization in North Kitsap that works with humans that are being trafficked in the sex trade. And so it'll be a serious conversation. Parents, heads up, just be aware. That will be a serious conversation. And then today we have Charlie Thompson, who's the executive director of Fishline. He'll tell you more about that up in Paul's Boat. Welcome, Charlie.
Thank you. Longing for food, many are hungry. Longing for shelter, many are homeless. Those words couldn't be more literally true right now than ever. Thank you for having me at Grace. Now, I am not a theologian. I'm not even Episcopalian. Although the more I come here, the more I think I could be. I have my demons. I question my faith. I am frustrated. I am tired and scared and angry. To quote Harvey Danger, I'm not sick, but I'm not well. And I am extremely grateful to have the opportunity to serve as the executive director of Fishline. Now, for those who are not familiar with Fishline, we are a comprehensive human services organization based out of Paulsbo, and we have been serving Kitsap County since 1967. We provide hunger relief to anyone through our market. We provide other services such as mental health counseling, financial assistance with rent, utilities, children's programs. We provide showers for those experiencing homelessness. Our market is open 6 days a week from 10 until 5, and our other services are available Monday through Friday from 9 until 5. We operate 2 retail thrift stores, Second Season Boutique and Fishline Thrift. Our work is supported by hundreds of volunteers and donors, as well as 20 dedicated staff members. Now, I usually find myself talking about Fishline, the organization, and rattling off a bunch of statistics and so on. But today, I want to share with you my personal journey and why I do what I do. I am the oldest of 7 children. And I can remember, as the firstborn, witnessing my parents' earliest years together in southeastern Minnesota. I know they struggled to put food on the table, clothes on our bodies, and presents under the tree. I remember as a child going with my mom to receive big blocks of cheese that were given away at the fire department. I remember sitting in a room waiting for her to receive food stamps and then going to a different community to shop with this funny-looking money so our neighbors didn't know we needed them. I remember being taken out of school to go shopping for winter boots and coats that my parents did not pay for. I also know that Santa Claus exists because I received a baseball bat as a child and they don't know where it came from. I never had to worry about lunch money because we received free lunches. As the years went by, my parents no longer needed assistance and proudly went on to buy their own home that we were all raised in. They taught me what it means to have a community of support and that by working hard, they became self-sufficient and raised children that have gone on to serve their communities around the country. So why do I do what I do? Because I have been served by people, programs, and services. I have benefited from the generosity of others. I witnessed my parents' struggle, perseverance, and triumph. Now, I grew up, went to college in Missouri, received a BA and MA in theater, got married, and taught at a community college in Kansas. Entering my third year of teaching, I lost my wife to divorce and my job to cuts. It was the lowest point in my life. So I did what any good Midwesterner would do. I moved to Portland, Oregon in 2004. I went back to school at the University of Portland. There I met a music major who had a smile that could light up the room and the voice of an angel. I won't point her out, but she's in the room. We dated for a couple of years, and during that time, we volunteered on Friday nights at the downtown chapel of St. Vincent de Paul in downtown Portland, providing food and drink to those living on the streets. Soon, we were engaged to be married. And one day, while we were preparing to be wed, we were speaking with Father Ron at the downtown chapel. And he commented, "You know, we have not had a wedding here in a long time, perhaps never. Why don't you get married here?" On February 17th, 2007, we did just that. In addition to family and friends, several people who served and received food from the downtown chapel attended. And instead of wedding gifts, we had our guests bring socks and underwear for the homeless. So why do I do what I do? Because I have experienced loss in the difficulties of life and the grace of God. I know I now have a loving family that includes Kim, Gabe, and Lucy. Now, months later, Kim and I moved to South Bend, Indiana, home of the University of Notre Dame, go Irish. Kim was accepted into the Master of Sacred Music program. It was a 2-year program. We would be there 6. While looking for work in South Bend, I started volunteering at St. Vincent de Paul, a Catholic faith-based organization serving those in need. Within days, I was told they were hiring for an outreach coordinator to work with the Catholic churches in town. I was hired, and 18 months later, in the middle of the Great Recession, I was promoted to the position of executive director. After 6 years in South Bend, we, now Gabe included, moved to Tacoma to continue working for St. Vincent de Paul and to get closer to family on the West Coast. Alas, it was not to be. After litigating fraudulent activity by a former employee, addressing internal dysfunction, and making difficult decisions to save the organization from bankruptcy, it was time to move on after 3 challenging years. Our next move, now including Lucy, brought me home to Minnesota for the first time since leaving for college back in 1993. I spent 6 years working for Neighbors, Inc., a nonprofit human services organization providing food and financial assistance to people in need. During those 6 years, we expanded services, upgraded our facilities, and, like you, navigated a pandemic. After celebrating the organization's 50th anniversary in 2022, a new opportunity presented itself. Over the course of 2 short months, I interviewed, accepted, and relocated for the role of Fishline's executive director. I moved to Paulsbo in February of 2023. Kim and the kids joined me in June. By August, we had purchased our home. Last month marked 2 years since I started working for Fishline. So why Fishline? What drew me to Fishline was the comprehensive approach to serving the community. They provide food and wraparound services such as rent and utility assistance, funding for activity fees, a shower program, and so much, much more. They also have a culture of respect, and they mean it. All are welcome at Fishline. In addition to serving the community, Fishline is committed to fair wages for its employees. We benchmark our wages against the prevailing wages of similar positions in our region and use that information to guide the compensation we provide for the staff. That brings me to today. To say we are living through challenging times is an understatement. The cost of living, housing in particular, is out of reach for far too many people. Washington State is amid a fiscal crisis, and America is experiencing an existential one. To use a term that has perhaps become overused, people are not only weaponizing justice, they are also weaponizing the very faith we are here to celebrate at Grace. Now, I mentioned earlier that my parents received assistance when they were younger. They worked hard and became self-sufficient. Today, the people we are serving are working hard, and it's not enough. Too many people will need our services for the foreseeable future. And while we plan to be there for them today and tomorrow, it is getting harder for people to fully provide for themselves at any stage of life. Now, I don't mean to be a negative Charlie, but it's going to get worse. The cuts at the federal and state level are making it harder and harder to make ends meet. More people need our services, and there are fewer resources available to provide those services. At the risk of being overdramatic, the sky is falling. How then shall we live? With generosity, boldness, and purpose. We must be generous with our time, talent, and treasure. Fishline and organizations like it depend on the support of the communities they serve. It is this generosity that has the power to combat challenges that we are facing today. Generosity puts food on the tables of those who would go without. Generosity takes care of the stranger, providing them safe haven from those who would do them harm. Generosity says, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free." Generosity is what this country needs now more than ever to help support our neighbors in need. So many people work hard each and every day, but working hard is not enough. It takes generosity to have community. By generously taking care of each other, we will persevere and overcome the challenges of our day. We must be bold. We must stand up for what we know is right and just. I keep hearing people talk about the need to stop their DEI programs. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is not a program. It's a set of values. If you value something, you can't simply stop valuing it. No, you stand up for it and fight for it because it is a part of who you are. We must boldly speak the truth. We must boldly stand up to those who we disagree with and refuse to follow and enable bullies. I recently came across a quote from Sun Ra, an African-American musician. He said, "The possible has been tried and failed. Now it is time to try the impossible." Think about that. I'll say it again. The possible has been tried and failed. Now it is time to try the impossible. We must be bold. Finally, live with a purpose. I am obsessed with wanting to serve our community and make a difference. It is my purpose in life. And yet, as I said at the beginning, I am frustrated, tired, scared, and angry. Yet, living with a purpose keeps me going. The desire to coordinate resources so that people can thrive motivates me to show up each and every day and work to provide basic needs for people who would otherwise go without. That purpose was formed in me years ago when I witnessed the generosity of those who supported my family growing up. My purpose continues to evolve, just like the reason I do what I do continues to evolve. So why do I do what I do? I want, with my whole being, to live in a just world. One where food is as available as air and water. One where we all work together in support of each other. One free from bullies and bigots. I want to fight the good fight until justice triumphs. How then shall we live? As I said, I am not a theologian, but I always thought Jesus was a rebel. He came to disrupt the world. He came to speak truth to power. He gave a voice to the voiceless. And by sacrificing himself and rising from the dead, he did what Sun Ra says needs to be done today. The possible has been tried and failed. Now it is time to try the impossible. We must be generous. We must be bold, and we must live with a purpose.